It's known. Askina the thief. Okay.
Alright.
Alright, boys, a Freilich and Purim, a welcome. It is so wonderful and such an incredible zechus to have all of you learning here in the shul on Purim morning. A very special thank you to Rabbi Yossi for organizing all of this. It's incredible. You know, a day that, you know, is not just simply a day that is not only a day simply of salvation and redemption for Klal Yisrael, the miracle and intrusion, but we also know Chazal tell us it's a day of Kimu v'Kiblu. It's a day that although when we had original Kabbalah Satorah, there was an element of compulsion, right? Kafalim Har Kigigis, that Purim was the time when ultimately Klal Yisrael re-accepted the Torah Beratzen, with absolute willingness. And the fact that all of you are here, Baruch Hashem, on a day when you don't have organized yeshiva, and that you're coming here to learn, and that you're coming here to grow, is an incredible testament to what Purim is all about, the Kimu v'Kiblu. It's one thing to learn every day in yeshiva when there's a little bit of an achrayis, a little bit of a responsibility, you have to be there. But to show up on a day when, technically speaking, you don't have to be there, attendance is not being taken, the chiyuv necessarily from a school perspective is not there, and that you're here, it's an incredible Kimu v'Kiblu. So I'll share with you a very short idea. You know, the Rambam writes something amazing. The Rambam writes that la'asid lavo, in the future, the Yamim Tovim will be batal. Says the interesting Rambam, a lot of discussion about this Rambam in general, about how to understand the Rambam, what the Rambam really means. The notion that the Mashiach comes, the Yamim Tovim as we have them will not really exist. So the truth is, the simple svara is, for example, Pesach is Zechel Yitzhak. I'm starting to remember what happened in Egypt when Mashiach comes. So there's going to be even a greater Geula, even a greater redemption. So Mashiach perhaps will take a backseat, Geulas Mashiach, every Yom Tov, to a certain degree will be batal, except for Purim, which is so incredibly strange. Because what does this mean? Purim, first of all, is a derabanan, right? Purim, again, is a rabbinic Yom Tov. Certainly not biblical by any stretch of the imagination. So you're going to tell me that Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkis, on some level, they're not going to exist the same when Mashiach comes. And yet when Purim, even Mashiach comes, it's still going to be celebrated. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so beautiful. He says, and it's a very simple yesod, but it's the very essence of Purim. He says, what is Purim? Purim, unlike the other Yomim Tovim, even contrast, remember, what's the sister Yom Tov of Purim? Hanukkah. Right, Hanukkah. Hanukkah and Purim are often again in the same breath. But there's a dramatic difference between them. Right, what's the difference? Hanukkah is a nes nigla. Hanukkah was a revealed miracle. It was Rabim biyad ma'atim, tmeim biyad tahorim, an incredible military victory that just defied comprehension. The nes of the pach shem and the little bit of oil that should have only remained lit for one day remained lit for eight. So Hanukkah is a nes nigla. And think about all the other Yomim Tovim we have. Right? All the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkis, all revealed miracles. Nisim v'niflos. Purim, the power of Purim, is that it's a miraculous day that is embedded in Teva. It's a miraculous day that is embedded in nature. You read the Megillah, as you all have done now, two times. And the truth is, you can read the story, and as you know, there's no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no splitting of the seas, there's no little Pach Shemen, there's no fire that comes down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go out and cause everybody to just drop all the... there's no revealed miracle. You can read the Megillah, and the truth is, you can read it as a regular story, that Baruch Hashem, things just worked out well. But we know the subtext, that we know that embedded in the story of Purim is the most miraculous miracle of all. And it's the miracle of Teva. It's the miracle of nature. It's the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of our lives each and every day. That not a moment goes by. You want to hear something amazing? Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev says on the Pasuk, call a neshama to halelka. He said every day in the Hallelukos, call a neshama to halelka. Every neshama should go ahead and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Zohar writes, Bechol neshima u'neshima to halelka. With every breath, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev writes so beautifully that every single time a person exhales, the neshama yearns to jump out of the body. The neshama doesn't want to be here. The neshama doesn't want to be in this world. The neshama wants to be up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet every single time I exhale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orders my neshama to stay put. B'chol neshima u'neshima tehalelka. Every breath is a miracle. Every step is a miracle. Every part of the body that works is a miracle. Everything about our lives, every single day, boys, you realize how amazing this is. You're all sitting here learning Torah, studying so beautifully, less than 100 years after one of the worst catastrophes, not just of Klal Yisrael, but of the world, 6 million Jews, and yet here again you are, less than a century later, eating bagels and learning Torah, both Nisim and Niflaos. Incredible, incredible. Purim teaches us the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Teva, the ability to see God in the natural and the ordinary. So says the Baal Shem Tov, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says when Mashiach comes, Purim's not going to be bottled. Do you know why? Do you know what Mashiach is all about? What Mashiach is all about? You know, there's a machlokis about what Yemos and Mashiach are going to be like. Supernatural, natural. But one thing is clear. The essence of Yemos and Mashiach is the ability to see Hashem in everyday life. When Mashiach comes, Im Yirtzeh Hashem Mehira B'Yameinu, we're going to be able to experience and feel and perceive the Ribono Shel Olam every moment of every single day. That's the Rambam means. Even when Mashiach comes, Purim will not be bottle. The essence of Purim will become the definition of Yemos HaMashiach, the ability to experience and perceive Hashem in every single moment. That's the godless of the day and our avoda. Every day, every Yom Tov has an avoda. Your avoda on Purim is to take a step back and to think about, where do I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life? Where do I see the Ribono Shel Olam in my day-to-day life? Where do I feel His arms around me? Where do I feel His kiss on my forehead? Where do I feel His incredible and intense love for me just in everyday life? That's Purim. And in Meretz Hashem, that's Yemos HaMashiach. So we should hope that in the merit of the beautiful, beautiful Torah that is going on here today, in the merit of the brachas, and also in the merit of the achdus, because remember, Purim is very much a day of achdus as well. It's not just about learning, it's about learning together. In the merit of all of this, and in the merit of taking the time today to think about where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our daily lives, really experiencing Purim, Kimashmo, the way it's supposed to be, in merit Hashem, in the merit of all of these achuyos, may we be zochet to the Yom Shekulo Purim, to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, to the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not just be something that we sense at intermittent moments, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a presence that we will sense each and every day. May those days come, Emir Tashem, Hei Rabbi Ameinu. Amen.